Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, it's State of State. We got your Nittany Line update. It's a football discussion with Tom and Justin. So kick back and press play.
With former Penn State and NFL defensive back Justin King, I'm Tom Hanifin. This is State of State. This podcast is presented by BetOnline. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. State of State is presented by BetOnline. The game starts here. Are you looking for a higher potential return on your savings? Turn to our sponsor, Save. As an SEC-registered investment advisor, Save safely combines the best parts of saving and investing with its market savings program. Market savings is a savings product that provides you with market returns instead of interest. The returns come from diversified investment portfolios based on your individual investment profile. The return from the investments is paid to you at the end of the selected investment term. But investing comes with risk, right? Well, with Save, your deposit is FDIC insured and never used for any investments. The current variable APYs are 9.07% for the one-year product and 7.9% for the five-year product. So what does this cost you? Well, Save only charges a fee when your investments make you money. To learn more or to sign up, visit joinsave.com/state. That's joinsave.com/state. The link to the website is in the description of this podcast. State of State invites you to join Save. Joining us this week on State of State, he is a former Nittany Lion defensive back, but he is currently a Penn State defensive graduate assistant, Super Bowl champion as well, Jordan Lucas, on the podcast today. Jordan, thank you so much for joining us. How are you adjusting to being back in State College and this new job opportunity that you have?
To be honest, it feels like I haven't missed a beat. It feels like I'm that 18, 19 year old kid again. And now just getting to see these guys, you know, it feels like I'm reliving that dream once again in a different life. So it's a pretty nostalgic, you know, full circle type of moment feeling, Bob.
That's beautiful. Can you walk us through how this job opportunity came about for you? Because the initial reporting that we followed what everybody else was reporting of, that you were initially brought on as a recruiting coordinator, and then Justin was telling me, he's like, no, I'm going to be a defensive GA, which is great. But how did this all come together for you?
Right. So really, I just wanted to be back home. I was inquiring about positions that might be available in the program, and recruiting coordinator is something that popped up. And me, I've never recruited a day in my life, but being a college coach is something that I know that I knew that I wanted to do. So my thinking, and speaking with your pops, just Coach Smith, I'm telling him, I'm like, Coach, that's a perfect opportunity for me. I need to learn about recruiting. I need to learn about the new landscape of college football with NIL and things as such. This is perfect. So long story short, I end up interviewing for the job. backtracking just a little bit, worked at Marshall this past season. And, you know, I'm just getting my feet wet. Why not, you know, learn how to recruit first? So, boom, I end up getting the job here. My second day on the job, the GA that's in Coach Smith's room takes a job at a different school to have his own room. God is on my side. He's working. He was working for me nonstop to get me back to Penn State for one. But if I didn't take this leap of faith and say, hey, I want to be a recruiting coordinator, I wouldn't have this opportunity to actually be on the field right now and be in somebody who I look at as a father figure and a mentor in Coach Smith. So I don't know what I've been doing. I don't know how my prayers have been working, but everything has just been in line and aligning from me and my family. So shout out to you, God. Thank you.
That's love. That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Love to hear that. So you mentioned that you always wanted to be a college coach, like even when you were going through it, like when, as a player.
So I didn't know I always wanted to be a college coach. I knew that my calling was always to help others. So I was recently studying for my NASM because I didn't know if I wanted to go into, you know, training to help guys out that way, because I have a love for that as well. Yeah. But I realized, I'm like, no, I love the game so much. I love giving back to the youth that way. I love the energy that I feel from working out with the guys back home in Maryland where I was training at, and feeding off of that energy and them seeing their faces light up when I give them little nuggets here and there. That's what really drove me to, you know, want to be a college coach, because I didn't know if I wanted to do high school or college, but I'm like, I have so much knowledge. I want to help you guys get to where you want to go. And that's the NFL, you know, and change lives. I want to change lives that way.
No, it's a very fulfilling feeling to like help and give back, especially something that you've were so close to, and a lot of your career has gone to that sport, right? And so, and I'm going into this because, like, you know, coaches, that's the bug that gets a lot of great coaches to get into the game. The actual authentic connection that you have with a player, seeing that development, helping them reach their goals. But now, as things continue to shift with NIL and like the relationship between coach and player and just more of a business-like approach, do you have any strategies on how to keep that, I can't even say infatuation, but that love or purity of continuing to help, you know, the youth amongst throughout the business when your job, you know, as a coach or whatever the case may be, is to put the best product on the field, continue to recruit the best players and all that? Do you have a strategy to kind of balance that as you continue to move forward in your fruitful career?
Well, I can't say it's a strategy, but I have a knowledge and a thought process when it comes to this. Being in the NFL, Justin, you know this, you have to kind of balance, you know, the money that you're making and the product that you're putting out there on the field, right? So you need to put things into perspective. And the fact that I've been here before and here before helps me be able to level that playing field in my mind, right? So you need to, it's all about how you talk to these guys and how you communicate with them, I feel like, right? You need to be able to reason, and you need to be able to prove past examples, right? And me personally, I'm a living example, because I've been through it all, like as far as the money situation, seeing teammates getting $600,000 game checks and you're getting a $20,000 game check. You know, you got to put things into perspective a little bit, and you need to bring kids back down to earth and you know, smack them with a little bit of reality.
We here at State of State are so excited to have a brand new sponsor. The Cut app is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's legal in over 40 states. Cut has customizable odds tracking capabilities and an entire social network with group chats, user profiles, and rewards. For me, I love live in-game betting, whether it's with my friends hanging out on the couch, having a few drinks, seeing how the game plays out, or if it's doing it from a distance. I have friends who live out of state. We love to give each other flack as a game is going on, texting each other back and forth. Cut gives me the ability to do that in real time. And especially with college basketball season going on, this is one of the most fun times to be doing something like this. And especially next month, March, when things really get chaotic. Use our promo code Believe Penn State, that's B-L-E-A-V, Penn State, for a 10% welcome deposit bonus, and check out the link in the description of this podcast. Don't forget the promo code Believe Penn State, that's B-L-E-A-V, Penn State, for a 10% welcome deposit bonus. Cut. Put your money where your mouth is. State of State is a proud supporter of Blue White Outfitters. Blue White Outfitters was created as a retail shop meant to highlight the confidence, competitiveness, and fearlessness of the elite athletes found throughout the history of Penn State University. Check out their Lockdown U and Lawn Boys merchandise today. All sales from Blue White Outfitters directly benefit Penn State student athletes. Visit www.bluewhiteoutfitters.com today.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's a great answer, and I only say that because, I mean, the business has shifted into, like, essentially a corporate career, where a lot of guys that used to get into the business, like, because I want to feed back in the kids, I want to get into it, and now it's just different avenues, whether you want to get into the analytics, whether you want to be just a GM, and there can be a separation from that fulfilling aspect of giving back to the kids, because you're just good at this job, and this job pays a lot of money, right? Like, you, as you continue to go along with your career, you're going to make a lot of money and different things of that nature, and like keeping that thing intact. And I think that's why we see the rise in the profile of coach like yourself, like my dad, former players that have made the tactical transition into the game and merging them to be this dynamic type of coach, executive, prospect in the business of football coaching, to continue to rise. Like, we see it with different NFL coaches across the board, like former players that are really starting to shine and get the opportunity. Houston head coach had a great show in his first year, but just
D'Amico Ryans,
and just across the board, and more administrators are starting to see that. I mean, even from the Oakland Raiders going back and hiring Antonio Pierce, but just that thing of like that player that can identify of really fulfilling and giving back to the kids, but understanding the business and what we need to do. And I think
the common denominator in every coach that you just named is that they've had a coach that genuinely cared about them before.
100%.
Because I really think that's what it's about, bro. Like, you have to care. I don't care what it is, what type of player you are to me. If you are in my room, I care about you. I'm going to ask you how your day was. I'm going to, you know why? Because one thing that I learned my rookie year from Caleb Thornhill, who runs PAC now. If the man isn't right, the player will never be right. So I'm all about finding out who the young man is first. How can I help the young man? Because that's going to help me help the player.
And I think we're getting to that. And I think the decision makers are starting to see, like, again, players, former players that actually take that steps can be very successful in doing that and getting the best out of players and learning, like you say, all the X's and O's, and start, you've been in the business, you start to see some of the small obstacles that seem huge from other people kind of getting into the business. So just want to give some insight to any listeners or any players that maybe want to get into it. Cause sometimes we're real confident we go to the league and do different things of that nature. But like, that transition into coaching is a it is a profession change, right? But you're just uniquely qualified and have an advantage if you take the right steps. And I see Jordan doing that. So I'm always looking to give flowers in that aspect because the game needs more people like you. So now we go back to Penn State. Yeah, I mean, no doubt. Now that we're at Penn State, what has been different now coming back? We got NIL going on. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Like recruiting is a little different. How is it?
Yes. Yeah, so one, I'll start off by saying the facilities. Now the facilities were always nice to what I thought, you know, coming from where I'm from in New York, not having anything like that, having an indoor facility, you got your own showers, you got your gym in there. Seeing it now and the access to the amount of food that these young men have is ridiculous. I love it. They don't have great weight. They can eat weights all day. They live in that facility. I'm telling you, much more than we did when I was here, and probably much more than a lot of you guys back in the day, Jay.
For sure.
I'm telling you, they live in that from top to bottom. That facility is filled all day with those players in there because it's a one-stop shop.
No, I mean, like they said, the whole thing about the food back in the day, like you said, like the food that comes through there is a completely different avenue. How is it going back to early morning workouts? You attend those?
To be honest, man, that felt amazing. My first one, it was electric. The energy in there, it just brought me back. But I tell you what, I'm happy I'm on the other side of it. I'm happy I do not have to do any more up-downs. Push any more sleds because I have to. I could do it because I want to now. It's a complete different feeling, but to see those guys work and just the brotherhood, the camaraderie that you just build out there, that took me back. And it definitely made me miss that with some of my teammates and who I still talk to. You know, to this day, there's somebody sending something in our group messages every day. But when the workouts definitely took me back in the hot tub time machine.
Jordan, you mentioned you had previous experience at the University of Marshall in this type of role. It's different. It's a larger scale at Penn State. It's more emotional, I imagine, you're coming back home. What are some questions that you've received from players that you were expecting to get and some that you weren't expecting to get?
A question that I got that I wasn't expecting to get was about, you know, how I was able to capitalize on my opportunities on special teams while I was in the league. You know, that's not really a sexy thing to talk about or really ask, but for a college player, a young college player to ask that, and be curious about that step, you know, definitely encouraging, but definitely surprising. And I'm happy for that young man.
And then dealing with, you know, again, you've been on the job for a very short amount of time now, getting thrown into the fire with winter workouts, that sort of stuff. Which players in particular do you feel like you've quickly built a relationship with at this point?
I have to start off with the cornerback room because, that, you know, that's where I live. Cam Miller, that first of all, when I talk about worker, I don't know if anybody works as hard as Cam Miller. He brings it every single workout. You never have to question him. Dog, we have a young guy. AJ Belgrave Shorter, just mid-year guy. He's another one. He's just gotten better and better each workout. Our whole room is complete. I've been building a relationship with every single one of them guys, trying to extend myself as much as possible to them. You know, it's been tight, you know, since I've been in there. We just been hit the ground, you know, nonstop. But I would say the whole cornerback room, I have a pretty good relationship with to start off.
Justin mentioned it. It's NIL and it's the transfer portal, and you're dealing with the latter, especially with AJ Harris, just came from Georgia. Jalen Kimber just came from Florida. AJ's still super young. Jalen's a little bit more experienced. So in dealing with them, and this is new for you as well, NIL, the transfer portal, coming to a new home, how are you and those players kind of navigating this together?
Well, it's great for them and myself because I'm new along with them. Yes, I'm an alumni. Yes, I know Coach Smith. I know what he teaches. I'm just here to be another helping hand to let them know that, hey, I want to help you get to wherever your next goal is. Whatever it is, that's what I'm going to help you with. If you want to get better in this, boom, I'm going to figure out a plan. That's my job. But I forgot trust, just building trust in those guys so that they have trust in me. I know what the hell I'm talking about. So they can hop on this bandwagon and they can follow, and I could help lead them in my way. And they're going to help lead me in other ways and teach me a lot of things as a young coach. So just building trust with those guys.
Jordan, we're biased on this show. Obviously, Justin King cares very deeply about Lockdown U, the brand, all those things. Does Penn State get the respect that it deserves in the National Football League for churning out defensive back talent?
You know what, Tom? That's a very good question, and I'm biased as well. We do not get the respect that we deserve, but mark my words, and I've said this to LeVar Arrington before about DBU, but it's Lockdown U. That's what
it
is.
Let's go. Yeah,
and we are going to get the respect that we deserve because product after product after product, he keeps coming out of Penn State, and it's getting to a point where we're not going to be denied, and it's proven. The NFL is helping us prove that, so.
That's a fact. And I got a quick story. It's funny because when I worked for the Browns back in the day, when I first got out the league, that's when Jordan was first coming out of Penn State. And he was the first player I had to write a report on. So, like, even with that being said, when I was fresh coming out of the league, I mentioned it on this podcast. It was like a sting when I was going through the pre-draft process. And I was like, oh, NFL, I mean, guys from Penn State, you guys shuffle. You guys don't make it to NFL. And I used to like, man, what? It was like about a branding. I was like, yeah, we need a brand. And I remember Jordan coming. I was like, all right, we got an NFL guy here. We got to keep it rolling. Then it was like John Reed was kind of behind him. And I started keeping track. And I got there. It was like Marnie. I was like, man, this has got to be something. We got to package this up. All the NFL guys. And then the success that you see in the NFL, I think is unique, right? Because you talk about the guys that come in, getting developed and being deployed, whether it's Jaquan Brisker, you got Joey Porter. I mean, the guys are playing and performing, right? And having good careers. So yeah, Lockdown U is alive and well. But
you just said a very key thing, bro. You said developed. Like these 100%. Guys are getting developed every single day now. Like it is completely different. As you can see, it just keeps getting better and better and better with the product that's being put out there.
And it started with Jordan. He's one of the first ones, man. When that whole next wave, right?
Started with you. It started with AZ.
AZ, 100%, 100%.
You guys paved the way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Anwar, Calvin. Yep.
Yeah.
I will make it a little split. Is that I wish your coach was my coach. No disrespect, Scrap, but I mean. Y'all got Lockdown U is because y'all got the general and everything running the show. So again,
trust me, he's one of the best I've ever been around. I'm with you on that. I wish I had him all 4 years. No disrespect to all my other coaches, JB. I love all of y'all, but Coach Smith, that's my guy.
And you just touched on it, Jordan. You arrived in 2012, and you go through Bill O'Brien, and then you go to James Franklin. And, you know, understanding the breadth of the things you've experienced in this sport and in the business side of things, everybody, yeah, you won a Super Bowl, but then shortly thereafter, the pandemic hit, you made the decision that was smart for you and for your health and for your family and for your business approach. Micah Parsons made the same decision, not participating while COVID was going on. You made the right choice for the record and playing for a lot of different franchises at the same time. the experience you have is remarkable. Do you fully appreciate and understand all of it? Because now it's in the situation where you have to articulate and communicate this to young men.
Well, of course, I appreciate everything, because without God, none of this is even possible. So it's all appreciated. And just learning how to articulate and make everything translate for myself. I don't think it hasn't been a very hard thing, because I've had to learn different systems. I'm a very cerebral player myself. So my recall is pretty good. You know, once I learn something, I pretty much know it. Yeah, I have to refresh when it comes to football, because I'm a football junkie. I love football. But I might have to refresh on some terminologies, because I've learned so much over the years, and coaches call things different stuff. But the game is the game. It doesn't change. One goes in, most of the time, you know what type of route he's doing. The game doesn't change. So just articulating that now is a little bit easier because of what you said. I've had different coaches down the line who've called things different names, ran things different ways, but in the grand scheme of things, it's still the same.
I would say, like, it's interesting because you do start picking up some expert level stuff depending on the coaches that you play for. I know I play for Coach Spags, you know, back in St. Louis. I don't know if you had Spags with your time with the Chiefs. But like, I mean, that was like a three, four year just crash course of defensive, you know, genius. Like, and I was the nickel in the system, you know, in his system. Like,
he loves the nickel.
We're meeting and learning everything. And I was like, oh man, this is, I understand why defensive coordinators operate. It's like a symphony of drawing up a symphony of attack, like attack symphony pretty much. And it's just like the things that you pick up, even from myself, from a personnel standpoint, because I always think of it when I'm looking at it, evaluating a player, like, how do they fit into these things that I know these coaches are going to ask them to do? And that's where it's like, you got to articulate or even get players to realize, like, yeah, that's good that you can do this, that, and the third, but like taking that next step and the insight that you have, like you said, from the different perspectives that you were able to work through, like as a player, as a coach, what has been the hardest adjustment, like making that transition?
The hardest adjustment, at times, just not being too critical. You know what I'm saying? And I mean that in a good way. You know what I'm saying? Because it could be a great rep, right? But I'm looking for how can we make it better still. You know what I'm saying? Right. So not being too critical and not nitpicking. And build, like I said, building that trust first so that they don't think I'm nitpicking, but I'm just trying to help you get to the money because this is what you want. That's going to help you get that pick. You know what I'm saying? That's going to help you get that pass breakup. No catch tackle. That's it. That's what we putting up. Y'all can't see it, but y'all know what's going on.
You're trying to describe it. Yeah.
No, that's real. That's interesting because, like, in the defensive back position, that is extremely critical how you coach them from a trust standpoint, because you got to tell them, it's like, yo, you got to let it hang sometimes and jump something. And, like, you got to stand on it if that happens. It's like, hey, we're in this together. And that starts with that trust factor. So I'm happy that you brought that piece in. You got to see.
Jordan, looking back on your recruitment, obviously the Penn State football program was going through a lot of turmoil. Did that change your approach in any way as your recruitment was ongoing? And then what ultimately led to you solidifying your decision of I'm going to Penn State?
Well, all Penn State had to do was come and offer, and they did. And it was a no-brainer for me. I was committed to Temple at the time, to Steve Adazio and his staff. So, actually, crazy. I forget the exact date. I believe November 16th in 2011, it's Saturday. It's somewhere around there, 12th, 16th, one of those days. McQuarrie was supposed to come to my game. I was at prep school at Worcester Academy in Massachusetts. So my 11th grade year, Kermit Bugs was my recruiting coach. He had the area in New York where I'm from. But boom, so I'm in Massachusetts now. McQuarrie was supposed to come to my game this Saturday night. Saturday morning, wake up, everybody's in the common room. Penn State is on the news. And he told me the night before, a few days before, earlier in the week, he said, "Hey, you show out this game, I have some good news for you after the game." My coach said I was about to get my offer, finally about to get a Penn State offer. So I'm lit. I'm in the room. I'm hype. I'm telling all my boys. I'm like, yo, I'm going crazy this game. Watch, I'm telling you. So boom, I get up and go to the common area around 7:30 that morning. Everything hits the news. Get on the phone with my coach. Hey, he's probably not coming. Boom. So I'm looking for a redhead. It's like 7:30. I'm looking for a redhead in the stands the whole time. I'm like, damn. I had 8 carries, 152 yards, 1 receiving touchdown, 1 interception, and they kicked the ball to me 1 time and brought it back for like 60 yards. I had a great game. Didn't get the Penn State offer, obviously. Everybody ends up getting fired. Bill O'Brien's staff comes in. They come in hot. 3 coaches come down to see me, Coach Vanderlinden, Coach Ted Roof, and Coach John Butler. They come to see me at my prep school, Worcester Academy, with my coach Dave Dykeman and my father. End up getting the offer that night. They asked me before they even offered, "Hey, we offer you, would you come to Penn State?" Like I said, I was committed to Temple. "Without a doubt, we're coming to Penn State, coach. Don't you worry about it." Right? So my father and my coach, they ended up dealing with my decommitment. You know, they took that and put that on their plate. So they didn't want me to handle that. They said they got that. And it was a no-brainer. We knew that I was going to play big-time football, which is what I wanted to do. My father knew that I was going to get a Ivy League-like education, have one connection to one of the largest alumni associations in the world. So it was a no-brainer for my family and I, and probably one of the best decisions that I've made in my life.
Once the change happened from O'Brien then to James Franklin, what were those early days like? Because you just got done with a change within the last year, too.
To be honest, for me personally, it wasn't really anything to me. It wasn't really a crazy change to me because I've learned how to deal with adversity at a very young age of my life. So getting a new coach was just learning something else. It's just time to learn something else, learn a new person, learn how somebody else likes to do something. So it wasn't really much growing pains and things in that nature for me. It was just, hey, who's going to be next? And let's win some games, because that's all I really cared about was winning.
No, that's a great point. And what do you mean? It's like when you bring your own energy, like again, back into your career, whether you find what you want to do, it's a blessing for sure. Going into this first season at Penn State, is there anything that you're looking forward to the most, like being able to work as a defensive GA?
Really just making sure that I maximize and capitalize on every single opportunity that's presented to me, whether it's, you know, making a cut up. I want to learn how to do that to the best of my ability for Coach Smith. You know what I'm saying? Making sure that if I'm there to service, boom, I'm there to service. If I'm there to help aid a guy and bring him along, do some extra work with him, I'm there to do that. However God asks me to help along this journey that I have this year, if I do that, I'm good. It doesn't matter what, it doesn't matter what it is.
I mean, that's a safe way. I mean, that's the best way to put it and a safe way to do it. Was for like just transition to some recruits, right? We have some high school players that listen. I'll post some of our clips on my page. Give a little insight to what is it for like what does a high school corner need to do to get a phone call from Jordan Lucas to get recruited to Penn State? What are the top three traits that you're looking for in a high school defensive back?
Top three traits that I'm looking for in a high school defensive back is you got to be tough. You got to be able to show that you're able to put your face in it, especially at the high school level. You got to be able to show that you're willing to tackle and get dirty. You have to show that you understand football, you know, and that's one, learning how to put a tape together and putting the proper plays out there to show coaches exactly what they want to see, whether it's how you are at the line in your press, how you're able to read zones and read route concepts. That's a very big thing that coaches look for at the collegiate level and something that I'm going to be looking for. And how well you use your hands. How scrappy are you? Can you get off blocks? How violent are you at the point of attack when you have to play through the receiver's hands? Can you look and locate the ball? That's a very big thing, something that a lot of coaches don't teach and can't teach. If you can do it in high school, you can do it in college. Players start working on that now. Look and locate, get some picks.
That's splash gonna get plays.
You. Splash plays, baby. That's what's going to get your name out there, making a lot of splash plays and being physical.
If you could have eight carries for 152 yards and, you know, a 60-yard punt return, that would help, you know, just something like that. Yeah.
And play some offense, guys. Don't just be a one-trick pony. You're in high school to play both sides of the – to play both sides of the ball. When you get to college, work on – one thing. That's when you could focus on one side of the ball. If you're in high school, I want to see you hit a spin move.
I gotta add one. Y'all boys better be able to run full.
That goes without saying.
You said that goes without. I don't even think I had to say that.
That's a non-negotiable. That's non-negotiable.
Xavier Worthy's life changed forever the second he ran a 4.21. It's. The amount of money he just put in his bank account, I don't even know if we can really understand.
First of all, we're about to get so much more endorsements.
He said that goes without even saying. He's like, I don't even need to say.
Jordan,
no, that's a non-negotiable. I'm sorry, Tom.
No, not to pile on you. You're like, play both sides of the ball, but you made a dent in the National Football League playing on special teams. It wasn't all that you did, but it's all three phases, something that tends to get forgotten about in the present game.
Yeah. That man, look. I tell guys now, take special teams serious in college. No matter if you're a starter or not, learn these techniques. Keep them in your tool, but you could have a tool. But, you know, I've had tools in my shed that I ain't used for I don't know how long, but I have them. I have them in case I need them. That's guys, put these tools in your toolbox now. Don't think you're too good. Because you're never too good. The next man is willing to do something that you're not to put food on his plate. Always remember that, youngins. Always.
Jordan, as we're winding down here, what have your early interactions with new defensive coordinator Tom Allen been like? A lot of Penn State fans are excited about what he can do.
As they should be. As they should be. TA, he's great, man. He knows how to connect with the players. His defense is going to speak for itself. Can't really do too much talking on that. Just know that the guy's a worker. He's a grinder. And Penn State, be excited because, you know, he's got a lot up his sleeve.
And not to give us too much insight, there's a lot of turnover for this Penn State football team. Guys like Adisa Isaac, Chop Robinson, held three defensive backs, Daquan Hardy, Kalen King, Johnny Dixon. A lot of turnover, especially on defense. Not sure how much you got to pay attention to what the defense was in 2023. Your obligations with Marshall, obviously very important.
Nasty. But
now looking into 2024, do you think it's going to be better, similar, different? What's your early observation?
Listen, it's a nobody cares mentality and next man up. The standard is the standard. Can you meet the standard? It's not can you meet the standard. You are going to meet the standard because that's what it is. So my expectations are high, as they should be. Of course, I am biased, but my expectations are very high. And like I said, the standard is the standard. These guys know what they're playing for. They know exactly what they're playing for.
Jordan, we can't thank you enough for coming on. Congratulations on this new role. We wish you the best of luck with everything you have in this new career path. Our best to you and your family getting situated in State College. I hope this is a wonderful experience for you, and we're all pulling for you in 2024.
No, I appreciate you guys. Tom, JK, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I enjoyed kicking it with y'all on the show. This is an amazing platform that y'all guys have here, man. Keep on doing what y'all doing.
Thank you all so much for joining us. This episode and our entire library of shows is available now on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Also, let us know what you think of the show on social media and check out all of our content on X, Instagram, and TikTok. Search for the handle at State of State Pod. State of State is presented by Bet Online and by Blue White Outfitters.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.